Dire Adventures of Biggles. Bertie and Colonel Summers recapture the Catalina from Zaratov. But as the crook rows ashore, von Stahlhelm and his men run down to the beach and open fire on the plane. Quickly, the Englishmen up anchor and with Bertie at the controls, take off. As the Catalina lifts from the water, Bertie gives a cry of pain. He has been hit in the thigh. But he holds grimly to the controls while Colonel Summers investigates another mishap. One of the petrol tanks has been holed. In the meantime, Biggles and Tom Hamans have arrived at the beach and from behind a sand dune try to work out what is happening.
What the blazes is he doing?
He seems to be swinging back towards the island.
Not only that, he sideslipped just now twice. But he's flying as if he'd never been at the controls before.
You think something's wrong?
I'm sure of it. Why should he head back like that when he's still in full view of the crooks?
I wonder where he's aiming. He's not going to put down on the bay again.
That'd be crazy. The crooks would open fire immediately. He's heading down the coast.
There's a beach along there, isn't there?
Yes, and it isn't very far from the lagoon. He'll probably make for the first suitable landing spot.
Oh, he's dropping now. About 2 miles away, I'd say.
I see him. And so do the crooks. They're having quite a conference down there on the beach.
You think they'll follow him?
I don't know if it'll be worth their while. Hello. One of them's off somewhere.
Napoleon Morgan. They surely wouldn't send him after the plane by himself.
He's definitely cutting into the scrub. And the others are heading back to the mangroves.
Going to look for us, I suppose.
Oh, they won't find us there. We're going after the kite. Particularly if Morgan's heading for it.
Now you can have a snooze if you like, Algie. I've washed myself and I'm wide awake. Now, I'll keep guard until you come to.
I'm not going to sleep again now it's daylight.
But you've been awake since 4 o'clock. Go on, you might need it.
I'm sufficiently awake to tackle anything that happens. I don't think I'd sleep anyway.
Why not? I'll go back if you like. I can always do with more snooze, I think.
Biggle should have been back by now.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't say he would.
He was due to meet von Stahlhelm at dawn with the papers. Otherwise, Bertie and Summers were to be killed. Well, it's after dawn and the papers are still here with us.
You're leaving something out, aren't you? He and Tom went off last night to rescue Bertie and the old man. If they pulled it off, there'll be no need to worry about the papers.
I'd like to know they rescued them, that's all. I'm going to worry about this until I see Biggles come through that thorn bush.
You'll worry anyway, Algie, so I wouldn't try to stop you. Now, hello there, Susanna. What have you been up to?
Breakfast, gentlemen. I've got you some breakfast. Come over here to the table and we'll eat.
Susanna, you're a black angel. Oh, that grub smells wonderful. Come on, Algie. Forget your worries and bury your face in some good food. Oh, that was colossal, Susanna.
You like more eggs, Master?
I don't think I could ever face another one.
Oh, neither could I. It's the only decent feed I've had since we came to Anagua. Those eggs were delicious, Susanna.
They should be, Master. They was flamingo eggs.
What?
They belong to the government.
Well, that makes them taste all the better to me. On your feet, Algie. We'll help Susanna clear up the debris.
No, that's not right.
Of course it is. This is your hut. We are your guests. It's the rightest thing in the world that we should help you wash up. Hey, Algie?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course we should. But, do you mind if I leave it to you, Ginge?
Oh, I know. The youngest always lands the dirty work.
It's not that, you Alec. It's Biggles. I'm going to look for him.
Is that necessary?
Well, I'll feel happier about it.
Well, then we'll both go. Our party's split up enough as it is. You'll be asking for trouble to go wandering about alone.
We can't both go, Ginge. What about the papers?
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, we could lug the box with us, couldn't we?
As a last resort, we'll do that, but I don't think it's necessary yet. No, I'll scout off after Biggles and find out what's happening while you stay here with the papers. That'll give you the extra hand with the washing up, eh, Susanna?
Bless you, sir. I don't need no extra hand. I'll fix the washing up while you talk.
Oh, all right. All right, I'll stay here, but you'll have to take the revolver. You threw yours away when we were at the hut by the lagoon, didn't you?
Yes, but you won't need it here.
Well, there's von Stahlhein's rifle. That'll be more use if anyone comes nosing around.
Any ammunition?
Let's see. Ah, yes, the magazine's full. It's a bit sandy where he threw it on the ground, but I can clean that up.
All right, you seem set. I'll buzz off.
If you see Bertie, give him a boot in the nether regions for me, will you?
I will. Probably bring him back with me. Well, so long, Ginge.
Cheerio. Now, Susanna, about this washing up.
Your friends go away for a long time, don't they, Massa?
Yes, Algie's been gone about half an hour. And can't go far through the thorn bush in that time.
But the other ones, you think the bad manes gets them?
Oh, I never waste time with thoughts like that.
Oh, I do. I often think of bad manes. What I'd do if they come to kill Susanna?
Well, what would you do?
Run.
Susanna, this box has me guessing. I'd like to open it.
One time, I wants to open it, but not now. Don't have no treasure in it.
I'd like to make sure it has the papers in it. After all the trouble we've taken to guard it, we'd look awfully silly if it contained something else.
Susanna don't know what's in it, Massa.
Well, there's nothing here we can open it with, I suppose.
There's the axe. I'll try to open it with the axe when you'll come.
Oh, yes, that's right. And all it did was to cut holes in it. By George, I wonder if I can see inside through one of those holes. Oh, yes, there is paper inside. I can see the corner of a sheet just by the hole.
That's the paper you want?
I don't know. But I might be able to drag it out from there. If I could skewer it with something. Hand me a fork, Susanna.
I've got a skewer, if that help you better.
Oh, fine. That'll do. Thanks. Now, I'll see if I can poke it through the paper and drag it out. Got it. Oh, it's caught on the jagged edge.
Can't you see from that little bit?
Yes. Yes, there's something on it.
Count the pictures.
No. No designs. It's a blueprint design.
A blueprint design? Ain't that some sort of dress?
Well, I won't try to explain what it is, but it's what we want, Susanna. Look, see this funny writing on it?
Yes, sir.
That's German writing. It means that the man who hid this box was a fellow called Hagen. And it's his blueprints that we've been looking for.
Oh, that's very good if it makes you happy, Massa. But I think it's a silly old box. It ain't got no treasure in it.
It's all the treasure we want, Susanna. And when Biggles knows that for sure, he'll be tickled pink.
Phew, I'll be glad we don't have to push through any more of these darn thorn forests, Biggles.
Yes, heavy going, aren't they? But there shouldn't be much more of it. As far as I can judge, Bertie landed not far from here.
I wonder what went wrong.
Goodness knows, Tom. There are so many things that can go wrong in a kite. It isn't our own bus, you know. He's got hold of a Catalina from somewhere.
Oh, that's right. But why should he dump the other plane?
He may not have had any option. There it is, on that strip of water by the beach.
It's Colonel Summers standing by it. Well, no sign of Bertie.
He's probably inside. But have you noticed something else?
What?
There's no sign of Napoleon Morgan either. He left his pals to go somewhere, and apparently it wasn't to find the plane.
Massa!
What is it, Susanna?
Look through the window. There's someone coming. I see him through the trees.
Suffering cats.
Is that one of the bad mans?
He's probably the worst of them. Napoleon Morgan. He's a killer, a razor man.
Oh!
It's all right, Susanna. I shan't let them hurt you. Close the door.
And the window. too.
I want that open so that I can shoot through it. Now, quick, shut the door. He's nearly to the edge of the scrub. Keep well away from the window, Susanna. That shot came through.
He got a gun, too?
Yes, a revolver. But this rifle will be a match for it. It's made him go for cover anyway. And if he shows himself again, I... Yes, he's sneaking closer.
Oh, mercy! Break a plane!
Yes, better than one of our heads. He's not a bad shot.
You'll keep him away from the hut, won't you?
I'll do my best. If he comes closer, he'll use his razor. I'll certainly keep him away. Ah, sneaking down the side, eh? Soon stop that. What the blazes?
Why don't you shoot? I don't want him to come with his razor.
I can't shoot. The rifle's jammed. I forgot to clean the sand out of it. Now I can't stop, Morgan.
Susanna cowers in the corner, and Ginge feels the perspiration trickle from his forehead. Morgan is an armed killer, and he's coming to the hut. How will Ginger meet him? Don't miss the next dramatic episode of The Air Adventures of Biggles.